It's Robbie. Just by myself today. Jordan is recovering from being sick, and I'm on the mend right now, and that is Tula barking in the background. I hope you appreciate that little bit of extra sound there. This is going to be a fairly raw and not very well produced episode. It's just a mini-sode of me, just kind of offering a little bit of an update about some things that have been on my mind lately. I hope you are doing well out there. It's wild times in the world. I hope you're finding ways to ground yourself and get outside if you can, take deep breaths. I hope you're getting enough sleep. There seems to be like a wave of insomnia going around. I don't know about you, but I have wicked insomnia last week. And some people say it's the full moon. There was an eclipse. There's just, you know, a lot of intensity, maybe celestially, for lack of a better way of putting it. But yeah, I hope you are getting enough sleep. I got some really good sleep last night. And I, as I've said before on the podcast, when I get a good night's sleep, I feel like I've won the lottery. And my partner said this morning, "You were victorious." And I feel like I just conquered Europe or something. But yeah, I just wanted to, this is just a quick mini-sode check-in. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you have the support you need. I hope you're drinking enough water. I don't know what it is with ADHD, but we got to remind ourselves to drink this stuff. Excuse me. That's me drinking some water right there. At any rate, there's something that's been on my mind lately, and it's come up a fair amount around some people close to me and just some readings I've been doing. And it's this idea of ADHD and maturity or adulting. And some of the things I've heard, and you may have heard these out here too, is things like, you need to grow up. You need to man up. You're such a child. Why can't you get your shit together? Why can't you get your poop in a group? My partner never heard that term before, and I thought that was weird. I used to say that in restaurants all the time. Get your poop in a group. And I have also heard poop in a scoop, which I think is a little grosser. But anyway, digressing. If you've heard those things, and I've heard those things many times in my life, like, why can't you just get a job? Why can't you just like suck it up and go work at this place that will probably make you feel like you're dying? And shout out to Hart Kaplan, because he spoke very well to this at the event that we were having, is that for folks with ADHD, when we go into a situation that doesn't meet our strengths, or where we're not able to use our strengths, it can literally feel like painful in our bodies. And I'm just here to say that I just think it's so... I think it's reckless. I think it's unkind and very misguided to tell people with ADHD that they're immature or that they're not growing up fast enough or that they're not doing enough. I think, and also shout out to Hart for this, people with ADHD are the hardest working people I know. I work, like in my mind, I am working all the time. I'm always processing things. I'm thinking about scenarios. I'm trying to find solutions to very complex issues. And just because I am not sitting at a desk, like typing into a spreadsheet, does not mean that I'm not working or solving problems. And so this is just me out here saying, you know, if you've been thinking about that lately, and I know a lot of people with ADHD struggle with this, like we feel like somehow we missed the boat. We didn't, you know, we didn't get the corporate climb up the ladder job. We didn't, like for me, when I moved to Vancouver, I was supposed to start working in film, and I worked like one day on an American television series, and I wanted to punch the director in the face. They were assholes. Like I could never work in that kind of environment, right? So it's not about maturity. It's about, for me, understanding what my strengths are. Like I'm a really good problem solver. I've been discovering more and more I love to facilitate. I love to bring people into conversation where they feel safe, where they feel psychologically safe. I think that's important, where people can really rise and like be themselves. And so it's just something that's come up. And, you know, it's my partner who actually suggested that I maybe record a bit of a mini-sode about this, because I do also recognize that it was ADHD Awareness Month in October, and both Jordan and I had all these ideas that we were going to do a bunch of stuff and, you know, participate in all these conversations. That's just not the way life turned out for October for both of us. I was quite sick. I experienced a really rough burnout after trying to do work that wasn't suiting me, and my whole system shut down. And then I got really sick last week. And Jordan's just recovering too, and he'll be back, and we'll be back, the two of us, and having guests back on the podcast and having really good, juicy conversations again. But yeah, none of that has to do with either of us being adults. You know, I'm very responsible in a variety of different ways. You know, like I take care of this beautiful little dog. I'm married to a fantastic man, and you know, we take care of each other in all kinds of ways. I take care of work all the time. I'm doing all kinds of, excuse me. I'm doing some contracting work around accessibility, and I meet those deadlines. And I, somebody told me that I'm really good at like mic drops. Like I'm really good at motivating people to understand accessibility, especially when it comes to neurodiversity. So this is just me, Robbie McDonald, and this is holy shit. I have ADHD, and Jordan and I will be talking about this some more, but we just passed 100,000 downloads, and I just think that is something to celebrate as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for giving us your attention. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. And Jordan will probably remind me, I'm just going to say this, that you can support us over on Patreon at Holy Shit, I Have ADHD. And you can follow us on some of the social media channels that we don't update often enough because of capacity. But I just wanted to say thank you so much. If you're out there listening, if somebody keeps telling you to like man up or get your shit together, they're not on the right track. Like, don't harm yourself to survive. Everybody needs to do some kind of work to live, unless you have other forms of support, and I totally respect that. But don't throw yourself under the bus because someone tells you you're not doing what they perceive to be enough adulting. So that's my soapbox thought for the day. And again, thank you so much for listening. We're so thrilled to be able to keep doing this. The support on Patreon means the world to me and to Jordan. And we really appreciate you. And we hope you'll keep listening. And we'll be back with some more guests and juicy conversations. And I hope I won't get too spicy so Jordan won't have to edit out some of the more controversial things I say. So, Robbie McDonald signing off. Holy shit, I have ADHD. Thank you so much. And we'll see y'all soon. Bye.